Chapter 18, Personality.
2, 1, and action.
Sandstorm was something that so many companies are. Not really a company. A proper company is defined by ethos and operated based on procedures and rules. Sandstorm was, in fact, you know, Tom Ward & Co., a business which relied on my knowledge and personality to operate. Most importantly, on me being there to help out. Every client we worked with had bought into me, really. They had also bought into the fact that I don't really sleep until something's done. But there are massive problems with operating this way. The most obvious, how do you move a company forward if a company's based around one person? How do you charge properly if you're always giving out free advice? How does a business grow if it relies on one person being there all the time? So the first change was really easy. Rebecca started working with me. I know. Just a chapter ago I said this was a bad idea, and it probably was, but it did work. We had the money to pay her, and her other job was starting to turn sour, so rather than go out and hunt for something new, it seemed to make sense. I will admit, I wasn't keen to do this, and neither was Rebecca, as it was such a similar situation to that with Paula, and that hadn't worked out. But we took the plunge in the knowledge that Rebecca operated in a totally different way to Paula, and so it would be done on the basis that if we started to disagree or fall out, we'd stop working together. Rebecca got involved full-time, doing the administration side of the business, and it was working out. So, tick on the staff front. From now on in, if clients called, Rebecca always picked up the phone. That helps out in so many ways. It means your time isn't wasted fending off calls. It means your business looks bigger. It also gives clients someone else to start leaning on for information, which cuts out the one-man band approach of running the show. Also, however obvious this is, answering your own phone uses up lots of time. It makes the company look small, and it's a total waste of money. If a client gets a phone answered by the main man, then they'll often ask for advice. If they get advice, how do you charge for it? You generally don't. So when they call, you only ever call back when you know A, it's actually a job, B, it's a paid project that you can consult on and charge for, and C, it's because there's a problem. Hopefully it's never C, but C does happen sometimes. Even though we've ironed this important part out, something else was starting to cause our business a few issues. Most predominantly, the Science Museum. The Science Museum, in the 2 years we'd been there, had changed everything about the site. 2 or 3 times. Creative Planet? Well, that didn't work out. Less Creative Planet, more Creative Sandstorm. They failed to get anyone else involved, and they gave up on the idea within 6 months of it being there. Unlike a private business, a government-led organisation won't try to make something last, they'd just move on to the next fundraiser. So they took down the Creative Planet signs one day without warning, and that was that. It was gone. What an amazing world it is when you're government funded. I was quite disappointed in the Science Museum. It's an organisation I really love, but behind the scenes, as with so many of these things, it was just another government funded organisation doing usual stuff that government funded organisations do. In their minds, Creative Planet was gone and they needed another project in order to get funds, in order to remain open. They then started developing the building next door to ours, which, in order to get funding, meant they had to close off the car park in front of our office and move it 150 yards away. It was closed to allow the public safe access to the building. Sadly, a building that never actually opened to the public. Regardless of how our business was running inside the office, the Science Museum dream was no longer really a dream. It was starting to become a bit of a nightmare. What was going on is basically irrelevant and certainly not important to the story in this book, but the message is simple. Choose your battles and be in control of your working environment. I was never going to change a massive government organisation. Our business was now in a daily battle over, parking, over access to hangars. It was irrelevant stuff. Something had to change.